If you're a fan of The Walking Dead, you're really looking forward to the Season 5 premiere. It's going to be Sunday, October 12th at 9 p.m. on AMC. And if you're a fan of The Singing Dead, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Greek Theater tonight. They're old. but they're really good. I saw them last year at the Greek, and they kicked ass. And so I still have some tickets available. I have two pair of tickets for tonight's event at the Greek Theater, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So if you'd like to go, let's just say caller 24 and caller 25, we'll actually get those tickets to Crosby, Stills, and Nash tonight. So we'll just open it up to people who have the time available this evening to go.
All right,
let's get Josh McDermott in here. Josh joined the show, if I'm correct, last season.
Hey!
Hey, Josh! Hey, good to see you, man.
How's it going?
Are you a morning person, or is this like Walking Dead for you?
I am definitely Walking Dead. We had our premiere party last night, and I think I went to bed at 3, and then I'm up now.
Oh my gosh, what a
show to be a part of.
Dude, I was the biggest fan of this show, and then now I'm on it, and I'm just like, what the heck, dude? It's like I won some sort of fan lottery.
Right.
And I remember you joined the show last season.
Uh-huh.
And with the way the season is going in season 5, you are like pretty much the integral part. I mean, it's about you and you having the idea of how you can fix this whole problem. They got to get you.
The Joshing Dead. I'm trying to get them to change the name.
Yeah, they should. It's all going to be about you, season 5.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, the mission is to get Eugene, my character, who knows what caused the apocalypse and knows how to stop it, to Washington. And unfortunately, in the first episode, we're stuck in a train car, some sort of box car of death. And so we got to get out of there first. And then it's, back to the mission. That's exciting, man.
What a
pressure.
What a way to leave us at the end of season 4, where, yeah, you all are in a train
car.
Don't
ruin it for people who are Netflixing
right
now.
I'm not ruining it for anybody. Maybe I am.
Well, look, I get people wait for Netflix before they're going to watch it, but it's literally been, what, like 6 or 8 months? Like, if they're spoiling it now, I mean, come on. They need to get over it.
Is it strange when, you know, you're going to craft services and then you have all the zombies who are actually, you know, dipping out potato salad in front of you in line and stuff?
Yeah, man, because, like, the makeup looks so real. Like, you go on any sort of film set with all that, like, special effects makeup, you're like, oh, that's a mask or whatever. But Greg Nicotero, the guy who does all our zombie makeup, the stuff looks so real. Like, the first day I showed up, one of the zombies was reading a book, and I was like, what the heck? You can't read? It was so weird.
Josh McDermott hanging out with us. He plays Eugene, Dr. Eugene Porter on The Walking Dead. Now, your character choice for Eugene. Eugene is, like, kind of special, it seems like. Was that a character choice?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Eugene's based off of Robert Kirkman's comic book character.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a little bit of that was already kind of there for me. But really, I'm doing an impression of my brother. He's so monotone and dry, and he speaks with such little affect. And, like, his emotional spectrum is, like, so small. And so I just... He just talks like this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, hey, are you excited? Yes. Like, that's him right there, you know?
Yeah, he has no game with the ladies either.
No,
I see you trying.
Well, I think it's mostly the haircut, I think.
It's
slowing
you
down
about?
A little bit. I'm being
hey,
honest.
You take that back, okay? I am a guest on your show. Are you going to come in here and insult the mullet? No. We call it the mullet of life on the set. Like, we're filming in Georgia. It's hot. It's humid. There's bugs and snakes and all this stuff. And if the crew's tired, if they're thirsty, they say, please, come to the mullet. Come drink from the mullet of life.
Did you ever sport a mullet back in the day?
No, man. I had a buzzed head a lot, but I got, like, moles on my head.
Oh, so you don't really find that out until you don't know what your head looks like until you shave it down. And then you're like, oh. Because some people are
like,
good.
I think Josh is covered in ticks. But no, he's just got moles on his head.
But I kept shaving my head, so I'm sorry to all the people that had to look at my moles.
Oh, yeah. How does any of us? We don't know what our heads look like. I guess you've shaved your head before.
Yeah, I guess some moles, too, though. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. But some people do have good,
you got a good bald head, and others you're like, oh, I need
you
hair.
You would look good.
Well, I don't know what's going on under here.
Well, you got to give it a shot.
Maybe I just shave it.
Or just comb it all forward. Just comb it all.
I'll just hide the face.
Yeah, and just
call it a
put
day.
The glasses on over it.
Cousin
right.
It.
That'd be fine. So I know you probably can't reveal much about season 5, but you've probably been asked the question 1,000 times. What can we expect? But is there something to look for?
I mean, we're gonna really get into Eugene's backstory a lot more, especially his relationship with Abraham, his traveling companion, the guys that they're trying to get to DC with, and. this season is just so intense, man. We just screened the first episode last night, and I mean, I had to look away a couple times.
Whoa.
And I never had to do that before with this show.
Do you go with, like, because, you know, go to the director or the creators and go, hey, listen, I was thinking about buying a new car. Am I going to be around here a while? I mean, you don't have to give it too much away, but can I get this thing? Or?
Everybody's trying to get information. You know, like, we'll walk up to, you know, Robert Kirkman. We're like, okay, so when Abraham dies next episode, and they're like, what are you talking about? Okay, so he's still around. Okay, cool. You know, like, we're just trying to get as much information as we can.
I can put a pool in the backyard or no? Should I not build a pool?
So because you don't know, you said you were a fan before you joined the show, but because none of the characters and actors know what's going to happen from, I guess, when you shoot each episode, if you're going to get the script and find out you die.
Right.
Is everybody a fan of the show as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few that don't, you know, really watch
it.
Yeah, they choose not to.
Which ones?
Andrew Lincoln, the lead guy, plays Rick. He just doesn't watch himself at all, and he doesn't. Actually, it's kind of cool. He doesn't want to watch it and then have that kind of influence what he's doing now.
Right.
Based on, you know, I don't know.
When I move this way, my arm looks fat.
I'm not going to do that anymore. It's like, well, the fans like it when your arm looks fat.
Right.
Just keep doing
it. Maybe that's what's making the show work.
He's great.
Dude, he's so, like, he's British, so he's, like, super method. And, you know, where he just, like, really embodies that character. And it's scary because, like, we're just ready to film this scene, and he's off in the woods, like, doing push-ups and screaming. Rah! And we're just like, what is going on? Like, he's just amping himself up, and they're like, action! And all he does is, like, walk across the camera, and that's it.
But he's, like, all his internal
amping
stuff.
Up. Yeah. I don't know. Acting crap. I don't care.
The acting crap.
Dude, I just show up. I'm like, where's craft service? I'm hungry.
You just act like your brother and you're set to pop.
Yeah.
No, I was asking because it seemed like, you know, that your character, Dr. Eugene Porter, had like Asperger's or something like that. He doesn't know how to talk to people. He's a scientist. He's smart, obviously.
Yeah.
He's almost too smart for his own good. And that's why he doesn't have any social skills at all.
Right.
And I remember when I first came out to L.A., I was like taking an acting class. And they asked me to act like a bear once. And I did such a good job in my head. I go, if I ever have to play special, I'm just going to act like a bear.
That's great. Yeah, the animal exercise.
Yeah, what animal did you have to act like when you first got into acting, the acting classes?
I had to do a snake.
Wow.
You know, because like he's
can
like slithery, he's like moving around and, you know, like sticking his tongue out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so stupid.
Those acting class exercises.
I'm like, I'm paying for this. What is it? You know, what's going on? And they're like, man, you look really sinister. I'm like, shut up.
So, you mean, I really didn't look that special. Right. I was like, wow, I was like, you're just mesmerizing as a bear.
I'm just pretending. Okay. It's not.
Yeah, Frank, you look like a big dumb bear. That's it. You don't look special. You look stupid.
You know? All right, that's what I was going for.
Yes, nailed it.
Oh, it's well worth the money auditing this class.
Yeah.
What else have you been in that people might recognize you from?
I just did a couple episodes of Mad Men, too. I'm trying to get
you
on every show.
You normally have red hair,
AMC.
Am I right?
Yeah, well, it's more like blonde.
Blondish, like strawberry.
Think, yeah, the pictures that are out now have are actually right after we finished The Walking Dead, where they stripped all the brown dye out of my hair, and then they just left it with orange. They're like, it's good. I'm like, no, it's not. But they just left it. And so that's what they did for Mad Men. And then I honestly don't know what hair color I have anymore.
Just, you're just like, what's my natural color? Look at your pubic hair. That's usually how you can tell.
Well, no, because I have red pubic hair. I have a red beard, though, but my hair is black or brown.
Did you ever have, like, red hair at some point in your life?
No.
When you were born?
Yeah, because I had the red beard and I just had brown hair, but red pubes and black chest hair. I'm like a calico cat. I really am. I'm very rare and special.
I'm glad I just learned what your pubic hair color is.
Right? I mean, like, that's what you get on the Heidi and Frank show.
It's like fire, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's craziness.
I'm so excited you guys are having me on your show. I used to listen to you all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
He's in Georgia now.
He's so bored. It's like I couldn't take that show anymore. I couldn't wait to hear the traffic.
Would Heidi just shut up?
I get that a lot. Yeah, just look at my Twitter.
So it's NFL season. You got a team?
Packers. Oh, don't spoil it for me. I didn't watch the game last night, but the Packers.
Yeah, I guess I can't really spoil
it. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season.
Hey, you play fantasy at all?
I can't. I have like a real addictive personality, so I know that that's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, mean, because there's some dudes that I work with that are just like, they're obsessed with
it. No, these dudes here, we're every day, it's like, oh, okay, so, oh, who you have? Who you have? Oh,
trying
you
want to trade? Trades in the hallway.
Yeah, because I always get, do you do fantasy? And they're like amped up. You're like, well, okay, what's about to happen? They're like, and I go, no. And they're like, don't do it, man. don't do it.
They're like trying to find a vein.
Fantasy football is probably as addicting, if less addicting than actually the show Walking Dead. Once you start watching that show, if you're not caught on board by now, then go back and start watching the show. Season 5 premieres October 12th at 9 p.m. on AMC. Josh, thanks so much for coming in.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Hope to see you many episodes on Season 5.
Me too. I don't want to die. I need the job.
All right, we're going to come right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.